One of the few times we are aware. Of movement is when it suddenly stops. Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. With the help of people like you, the National MS Society addresses the challenges of each person whose life is affected by MS and helps them stay connected to the great big moving world. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
WMUC-FM, College Park. What is up, everyone? My name is Patchen, and you are listening to the new Indie Canon, a Acilla's 25 years in the making, celebrating the very best new and independent rock, pop, folk, and more, curated from my generation and yours. I can't talk tonight. I am full of energy, but also full of burrito. And those two things should not go together like 5 minutes before a radio show. I'm just gonna put that out there right now. So, what do I do here? I play indie rock, and I do a mix of new music, because I really value and believe in new music. At my first radio station, someone had carved into the music director's desk, WCFM, which was my station at the time, is the best chance most bands will ever get. And I believe that. But at the same time, when you've been doing this long enough, the songs that you think of as new music, well, they become music, and then they become classics. And all of a sudden, the songs that you remember as new music, well, they turn 25 and 30 years old. So they form the canon. And so that's what this is, the new indie canon, new stuff and stuff that is a record of all that was new and is now great. Speaking of which, 20 years old, I think this week or last week, 20 years old very recently, Built to Spill, You in Reverse. This is Conventional Wisdom.
Thank you. dancing, we were dancing to a song that I'd heard. Your face was simple and your hands were naked. I was singing without knowing the words. But I started listening to the wolves in the timber, the wolves in the timber at night. I heard the song when I looked in the mirror, and the howls and the moans round my eyes.
Thank you.
90.5 WMUC FM College Park. That was new music from Dari Bay off of Surprise Wish. That's We're Gonna Be Okay. That's the second single off that album. It's gonna be out in June on the Double Double Whammy label. Dari Bay is kind of a band. It's kind of an art project. It's hard to say, but it's a neat sounding song. Before that, two throwbacks, both 20 years old. Josh Ritter, his album The Animal Years was released on March 20th, 2006, but we had a lot going on in March, so we didn't get a chance to look at that, but that was the big single off of that one, Wolves. And we start off the show with Built to Spill, Conventional Wisdom from their album You in Reverse. You in Reverse turned 20 years old this past Saturday. My name is Patrick, and you're listening to the New Indie Canon. And we've got another anniversary to do. Another one from late March. An album that I had on CD that I was listening to as I drove around in my parents' minivan, a Plymouth Voyager. I believe it was their second Plymouth Voyager. I'm trying to think. There were two Plymouth Voyagers. I might have been driving around in the old Plymouth Voyager while my dad was driving around in the new Plymouth Voyager. But more importantly, it's an album that I got because the band didn't sound like the band. That's right. It was Stone Temple Pilots, Tiny Music Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop. And I was not a Stone Temple Pilots fan. The reason I liked the album was because it didn't sound like a Stone Temple Pilots album. It was a very different sound for them. It was a grittier sound. It was kind of fuzzed out, a little bit punkier, and it was interesting. The lead-off single, which we're going to play now, Big Bang Baby, interesting video. Supposedly, it was a homage to early MTV videos like Jay Giles Band and their video Freeze Frame, but it also really, really looks like a video made by a label and even a band that doesn't have any faith that their lead singer is going to show up and not going to spend all his money and their time on heroin. So, which is what would happen later in the tour for this album. So, yeah. We're going to play some Stone Temple Pilots today because this album turned 30 years old just this past March, and I liked it, and I still do. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Bang Baby on 90.5. I got a picture of we
across the water. And I think of all the things, what you do. And in my head I make a picture.
Favorite ice cream, left it in the backseat. I can fit so close, no more than a stone's throw. Looking for a window, but you're the one. Watching as the second hand turns and turns around again. Now I'm working up a sweat, spinning in my party dress. Struck a midnight at the ball, I realize I'm on the wall. Realize I'm on
you're the wall that I keep banging my head against. I'm always saying this time I get through. I end up with a bruise as a consequence.
WMUCFM College Park, new music there from Muna, Dancing on the Wall, the title track to their latest album. Oh, I keep forgetting that that's got a little suffix happening. That's on the Saddest Factory label. Before that, Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet and Your Bird Can Sing. That one is going to turn 20 years old this coming Sunday. That's from their Under the Covers Volume 1 album, released in 2006. The Zootons' Valerie also is turning 20. The single didn't come out until, I want to say, June, but the album was released on the 17th of April, 2006. So yeah, this Sunday, that's having an anniversary. Of course, most people don't know the Zootons version. They know the Amy Winehouse cover. And we started things off with Stone Temple Pilots' Big Bang Baby, Tiny Music, Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop, turned 30 years old a couple weeks ago. That Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs album, Under the Covers Volume 1, another great album, came out on the same day. Is Matt Kearney. Nothing Left to Lose. Here's the big single from that. I actually got to see him perform this live. The radio station I was at the time, WTMD up in Baltimore, was helping him promote this. So, yeah, I think I got to hang out in the front row, in fact.
As I step through the fog like I step to a song, a moment like a poem. Wish you could hold it, shut my eyes like it's frozen. It's gone when I open, it slipped past the clouds right there where it lingered. Like a band and a girl could slip through your fingers. Feet hit the ground like a beat for the lonely. On a path beaten down by the crowds in the morning. If only I could touch past the phony. If only they were there now to hold me. The questions keep droning. You're the only one who stuck it out last night. The only other one
one who caught the other line. You're the only one when this world collides, the one I can't deny. I say, it's undeniable. My first class moved to Port of LA. Under construction since summer and it's cold today. I could see my breath in what's left of the West parking lot and all the spaces that we fought, and it all seems forgotten, left in the bottom in the past, piles of rubble and puddles of rainwater. And it hurt last night when I left like that, when I won't come back, speaking my peace to the past. I can't help but wonder who's this wind at my back, a whisper to walk on, come on from all that. You're the only one who stuck it out this time, the only other one who caught the other line. You're the only one when this world collides, the one that I can't deny. It's undeniable how brilliant you are, unreliable.
You bat my eye. I miss the sweet garden man, baffle a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me.
Oh!
If I bend my youth, would it come to me? Oh, love, won't you bat my eye? I miss the sweet garden men, baffle a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me. Hold my county line, get down on my city floor.
90.5 WMUCFM College Park. The album that tricked me into liking Stone Temple Pilots. Tiny Music Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop came out March 26th, 1996. 3 days after my birthday. That was Trippin' on a Hole in a Paper Heart. Before that, New Music, Slippers, Fool in Your Room. We had Teo and the Get Down, Stay Down with We the Common for Valerie Bolden. And we started things off with Matt Carney from his album Nothing Left to Lose, Undeniable. Going back to March of 1996, were there any other albums that we forgot to celebrate? Any other 30th anniversaries that we really needed to pay attention to? Maybe that had an iconic song that relaunched someone's career? That really put someone into the stratosphere who people thought had been relegated to the 80s and then made him a success for the 90s and 2000s and beyond? Anyone in particular? Something about, an Amish paradise?
coming